with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As the shutdown drags on, President Trump continues to pressure Senate Republicans to eliminate the filibuster.
With the Senate unable to reach the 60 votes needed to end the government shutdown, the president said it's time to change the rules.
The way to do it for the Republicans is to terminate the filibuster. They call it the nuclear option.
Despite the presidential pressure, most GOP senators do not support ending the filibuster because it gives them leverage whenever Democrats have the majority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator James Lankford says he hopes lawmakers can find a way to get around fixing Obamacare when Democrats finally joined the party in voting to reopen the government.
President Obama promised that health care rates would go down. Ask anybody if their health care rates have gone down, and they'll say no. So Obamacare is a broken promise, to say the least. And there are really practical solutions with health savings accounts, giving people more options of different insurances they can have. Even if you keep the pre-existing condition requirement, there are ways to do this that actually brings premiums down.
Lankford made his comments in an interview with the Salem Radio Network. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says the issue of affordability hurt Republicans in last week's election.
Drove a lot of the Democratic victories. Bad solutions like Mamdani offers, whether it's the rent freezes or the free buses or the communist-style government-run grocery stores, they're fool's gold. They're not going to work. They won't make life more affordable. But they beat nothing. And I think that the alternatives in these elections had very little to say about affordability and cost of living.
Continetti told the Salem Radio Network the GOP needs to articulate its cost of living agenda. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed at the close on Friday. The Dow gained 75 points. The Nasdaq lost about 50. This is SRN News. The religious profile of Latinos in the U.S. is changing.
According to the Pew Research Center, 42% of Hispanic Americans are members of the Catholic Church, the largest single group. But that's down sharply from 2010, when 67% identified as Catholics. 17% of Latinos are evangelical Protestants, and 27% describe themselves as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. The latter number is a big jump from 2010, when only 10% of Hispanic people identified in that way. Michael Harrington reporting.
Barcelona's Sagrada Familia Basilica is now the world's tallest church, now that a part of its central tower has been lifted into place. The masterwork of architect Antoni Gaudí now rises to 534 feet above the city, just beating out the tip of the spire of Germany's Ulmer Munster, which tops out at just 530 feet. This is SRN News. The National Toy Hall of Fame gains three new famous selections, and they may have something that will bring back memories from your own childhood. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
Trivial Pursuit. It's more than a game. It's a national obsession.
Trivial Pursuit was created by a pair of Canadian journalists in 1979 and has been going through iterations ever since.
The Trivial Pursuit 90s edition.
And this one started as a pencil and paper game in the 1930s. But it was Milton Bradley's 1967 plastic edition with fold-up stations and model ships that made it a hit.
Battleship from Milton Bradley.
And then there's Slime.
Yuck.
Gooey, sticky, and often homemade. All three now in the National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York. I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.